Hi, my name is Wilbert Alonzo. We're actually interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you that we're not trying to sell anything, and the interview will only take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. Would you help out?
Okay, go ahead.
Great. Let me continue quickly here, ma'am. Give me one second. Great. To make sure that we do have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you like 18 to 29, 30 to 49.
I'm retired.
50 to 64 or 65 or plus?
Up to 50, 64. I'm 64.
Thank you so much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino,
white.
Black, Asian, or other. White, Anglo?
Yep.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
No, right. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November the 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
No, I was out of town.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, or maybe?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? Jobs and economy, healthcare, abortions, low wages,
economy.
Inflation, economy, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Ohio.
I was out of town.
Few words. Okay.
I wasn't here. I couldn't do it.
Perfect. Let me note that down quickly here. Great. Here's a summary of one of the issues. On this year's ballot in Ohio, please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue number one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out.
I didn't vote, so I can't do anything with that.
Okay, so based on that summary, you didn't vote on that, right? So refuse.
Right.
Great. Now I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election. Did you hear it through, like, TV ads, friends talking about it in the election, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Probably Facebook and people I know.
Thank you very much. And when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, women in general, men in general, elected officials,
grandparents. Probably health.
Health, right? Thank you so much. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Moving on, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue number one?
No.
No, right. And can you tell me why? In a few words?
From what I did my research on, the way I wanted to vote, if I would have voted, I didn't change it.
Okay. Great. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the, can you tell me why?
I was out of town.
Okay.
You keep asking me these questions on something that I didn't do. It's over and done with. Can we go to something that's
yes,
coming
ma'am.
Up or something?
Sure, we're almost done. Thank you for your patience. Now I'm going to read a series of messages that were used by both sides of issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue number one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting number no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yeah. I don't believe in the late-term abortion at all.
So not at all convincing?
I would say convincing. I wouldn't have voted for it because I don't believe in the late-term abortions.
Exactly. Do you say very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Oh, I'll go somewhat.
Thank you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is a government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest issue number one. Even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? You could choose
there's
from very convincing.
I know. There's so much extra stuff that is not in what you're saying. And I have a hard time with issue one because they take it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, you know, scare tactic. But I'll say somewhat also. I mean,
somewhat convincing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, the next statement, legal experts say issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but we're glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion?
Can we get away from issue one? Are we done? I'm tired of issue one.
Yeah, these are just the statements, the last two statements, ma'am.
Can we just stop? I mean, I'm tired of issue one.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Sorry about that.
All right. Are we all done then?
Yeah, we're done then.
Okay. You have a good Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.